This is the Real BS Show from beautiful downtown Union City, and we are live.
Oh, we think we're live, anyways.
Yeah, well, we're premiering this.
Sometimes I don't know.
Yeah. Are we really here? Is this an imagination? Are we just AI? Is this just AI swap? That's maybe what we are. We don't know.
I don't know, but I'm stiff and sore. I know that.
Well, maybe that's...
I think my body's falling apart here.
Maybe that's what makes us real, is, you know, pain.
Everybody says it's old age, and I'm just falling apart.
Do you think that's
my back hurts, my hip hurts, my shoulder hurts, everything hurts.
Oh, jeez.
I thought I'd quit splitting wood, and that might cure things, but it didn't really help much.
No.
Blood pressure goes up from sitting around doing nothing.
Oh, jeez. Well, maybe that's what makes us real, Bill. Maybe that's what it is, the pain, the suffering.
I don't know.
It's just an illusion. Who knows? We don't know.
I don't know.
But this is a growing problem. I'm starting to see that a lot of people are coming to me with things, and they're talking about, like, they see something online, and they're like, oh, look at this. And you look at it, and it's like, oh, my gosh, that was, like, AI. You get, like, an image, it was fake.
What is the big news? I haven't been watching the news at all.
Not
at all.
Well, you know, Epstein...
They're still fussing over him?
Yeah,
he died.
He died, but, you know, the victims...
They killed him. They choked him or something in prison.
Well, they're saying that's not the case.
What? Yeah.
He didn't get killed by someone. He committed suicide, and that's all that happened.
Oh, yeah.
And and then the recent thing is someone did... they released a video, the government did, of the Epstein thing, and they're saying, this is the whole video, unaltered. And someone went through and found out that it was saved four different times, and then it was edited with Adobe Premiere, or not Adobe Premiere, but one of the Adobe products, and they could tell it was After Effects, that's what it was. And it was edited so many different times that there's a clip missing for 2 minutes.
So why are they after him? Was he blackmailing everybody?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, from what I'm seeing is he had dirt on people.
He worked for Israel, or who do you
Someone,
work for?
Mossad or CIA. Could have been both.
Yeah, right.
Let's just say my hypothesis is that he was blackmailing people. He took them. They came to the island by volunteer. Then he introduced them to, let's say, whatever they wanted, men, women, underage, whatever, and then said, here, you know, go ahead. And they did, and then he used the videos of them saying, hey, if you don't do XYZ, I'm going to release this. And so he got them.
I guess that would work, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he videotaped everything on that island, didn't he?
Yeah, there's a lot of videotape. Hours upon hours of tape, they said they found. And then now, I guess that means nothing, you know? It is what it is, I guess.
So a bunch of big shots all afraid of...
Well, it's both Democrats and Republicans, that's what...
Yeah, a whole bunch of rich folks that are just sweating bullets.
That's not even rich folks. There was even poor people involved. They just had power and authority. That's what I think is the difference here is he was going after people that had power and authority. And so I think I can see where this is coming from. I can see where this is heading, you know?
Well, he got himself into a pickle.
Yeah.
You want to float a big boat, you need to get into deep water. So he did.
Right.
Now he's drowned.
Right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But why is it such a big deal? I mean, why doesn't... I mean, he died 4 or 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what the deal is he was using that to control. And that means there was hundreds of victims that... of young women, older women, men that were abused on the island and in air. And these people in authority are still walking around not being charged for it.
What was that one Prince guy from...
Prince Andrew, yeah.
Prince Andrew, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's as guilty as sin.
Yeah, he claimed he didn't sweat. What? he was sweaty. But, you know, this is one of those things
Bill Clinton, him and Hillary are still running around like they didn't. Yeah. They don't know nothing. Yeah. Jeez.
And, you know, there's to the point where, you know, we have to recognize that this could be anybody in there. There was even a guy from MIT that was a...
Well, probably Trump's sweating bullets, yeah, too. He was kind of buddy-buddy.
He was
back
buddy
in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is why some people are questioning Trump pushing against this, that he was going to release all this, he promised to, and now he's not. And he's saying there's nothing that happened. Just drop it, you know? And when you say when someone says just drop it, wait, why? Why drop it? Why is it so concerning to you to drop it? Why can't we just release it? You know, it's like the JFK files. Why can't we just release all of it? Or the RFK files. Why can't we release it? You know, it makes you question.
Speaking of RFK, RFK Jr. was on the list.
Yeah.
For Epstein's book. Well, he's in his book or something.
Here's the problem. I'm not going to say everybody on the list was guilty, because you can't be guilt by association. Because Epstein had also parties and stuff that were just out in public, like in Florida and stuff. So he would do like fundraisers and stuff. And just because you're at an Epstein party doesn't mean automatically you're guilty. You know how many parties I've been to with people that were probably dirtbags, and I didn't know they were dirtbags at the time. I just knew they were having a party, and I'd go to their party, and then later on, like 10 years later, you find out they were doing drugs and other things, and were accused of rape and stuff.
Hey, what's, speaking of that, what's happened to this Diddy guy?
Yeah,
didn't they get a conclusion, a judge?
Yeah.
Sentenced him to, 120 years or something?
I think so, yeah, because they didn't get him for sex trafficking, but they got him for other things. He was guilty, too. He did a lot of horrible things. It's kind of like that Weinstein, Weinstein guy. You know, that
oh, was, yeah, Hillary's was, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of the same thing. You know, they'd have these parties and stuff, and, you know, it's just, it's how it goes, you know. And these they get bored of the normal things, the normal kind of parties that people would have instead of the... But he went wild with baby oil.
Well, it's pretty crazy that... I don't know. There's so much going on in the world, and Yellowstone's ready to blow up. And
yeah, as my sister's going out that way, you know.
Well, we're all going to get fried if that happens. Yeah. I mean, geez.
Well, the last time that happened, that super volcano that blew up, that was like about 300,000 years ago or something like that, and it covered a good portion of the United States in ash, but it really didn't. We would be fine here. It wouldn't like be the end world thing that some people think it is. It's just Wyoming, Montana, different parts over there, those states over there, they'd get wrecked. We'd be fine. Yeah. We might have a winter, or a summer that's a winter instead of a summer.
Well, Yellowstone hasn't blown up for over 600,000 years. So.
Yeah, well, I was reading on that one, and they have people that are actually very into studying the geology of Wyoming or the Yellowstone, and it's not as bad as some people make it to be. What I'm more worried about is the what's it called? It's a plate there. You know, I'm talking about the plate that's over in Washington State and Oregon, where it's going to slip, and that could cause a massive earthquake.
Yeah, right.
And that one is what I'm more concerned about, because if that happens, you're going to see the whole coast of Washington State and Oregon just get flooded. And it's been proven before. It happened in the 1700s, where the Japanese even reported a tsunami coming from the ocean. It was from that. So, where in the past, in the 1700s, it also on the west coast of the United States, it dropped like 12 feet or 20 feet. The whole side there just dropped.
A lot of beachfront property went underwater.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I look at that as a way more dangerous situation. I would not want to be living in Washington State or Oregon, and it's no offense to you people there on the West Coast, but geez, take it serious when they say these are exit things, because when it happens, it's going to happen.
San Andreas fault, that's not that big of a deal anymore.
No, it does cause earthquakes, but I'm going to have to look that one up. It's a major...
The scary one is Yellowstone. That's a giant one. If that thing blows its cork, the whole world's in trouble, really.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's called the Cascadia Subduction Zone. And it's about 620 miles. And that's the one I'm talking about. It's a pretty serious... Where they found that Yellowstone actually came back originally from the hot spot that used to be in where... That's now where it is under Yellowstone. used to be under California, and they found previous places where it was a supervolcano, like from California, Utah, all the way over, or how it migrated over. That's because the Earth's crust was moving, and so really the hotspot stayed still. But it's called the Juan de Fuca fault line. Those plates in subducting under the North American continent, and that's how you get the what's the one volcano that happened back in the 80s?
It's Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, Mount St. Helens. That's from this plate going underneath it. That's why. So when this actually bursts, it's going to be a serious fault line. This is what here's we can't see this, but there's a seismic intensity map, and it's pretty darning how bad it would be. And I like paying attention to that stuff. It's not like I'm not an alarmist, like, oh, it's going to happen today. It could happen in the next 100 years. It could happen in the next 1,000 years. We don't know when. But another one is I'm worried about is you get, you know, the Toba eruption that happened. That caused a little ice age. That was on the other side of the world, yeah, you know. Right. You know, we look at the happened during George Washington during his time. There was a little winter that happened during the summer, the year without a summer. You know, if you remember correctly, that happened because of an eruption.
No, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, so those kind of things do happen. You know, we don't see those kind of things too much anymore. But if we had enough ash coverage in the sky, then it could blot us out and cause food problems. You wouldn't be able to produce food.
Starvation. Starve to death.
We are too comfortable, and in my opinion, we don't realize how good we have it. We can just go to the store and get food. Yeah, it's a little expensive, but we can get any kind of food we want almost today. We can get some rare foods in the store that you've probably never seen as a kid. Now we're in Walmart. You can buy any time, you know. It's such a global market, too.
There's so much candy and stuff that I'd never seen when I was little. But
yeah.
It's just off the deep end.
How about just the fruits alone? You look at how they produce fruits. In the wintertime, you can't grow strawberries here. So we're buying them further south, closer to the equator, and then they're shipping them up. And then as it gets more summer, the strawberries start getting imported from places closer to you. And that's an amazing thing. You can have strawberries year-round. You don't have to worry about not having strawberries. Before, you only had strawberries for so long. Now you can have them year-round. That's amazing.
I say thank you, Walmart.
Yeah, thank you, the global market.
Chili here, wherever they come from.
The global market is amazing. You know, this is something that we can look at and say capitalism does an amazing job, in my opinion. It's beauty is right there. You can buy on the global market, buy fruit from anywhere, you know. And that's amazing. I love it. You can buy papaya, you could buy mangoes, you could buy any kind of fruit anywhere, and it's always there.
I don't think I've had either one of those.
Oh, you'll love it. Mangoes you probably like.
I don't know.
But, you know, this is the beauty of it.
I only have one apple a year, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if that.
You ever tried the cosmic apple?
No, I never.
You got to try that one. That's a pretty good one. Yeah. It's a really sweet apple. I think you might like it. It's not nowadays we have so many variants of apple that it's crazy. That's the other thing to us. Before, you used to only have like two different apples, green and red, and that's it, right?
Macintosh.
Yeah, Macintosh. Yeah. Now, guess what? Macintosh is beat out by the cosmic. The cosmic apple's like the best one, you know? It's interesting. By the way, I have a rabbit now.
You got a rabbit?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I know. It's a sweet little bunny. It loves...
A chocolate rabbit? Or
No, not a chocolate.
A real one?
It's a real rabbit, yeah. Oh. So guess what it loves? Talking about apples.
I must have 100 of them out there. No.
This is a European rabbit, not a cottontail. But it loves apple tree branches.
Huh.
So I can trim off some apple tree branches, and it chews on the apple tree branches instead of other things. It will kill an apple tree branch. It has leaves, everything. It will eat it. Apples, too. But that's something I never knew that rabbits liked. So I give that for as a chew toy, and it will chew everything up. But it's a nice rabbit. The only thing is it gets zoomy sometimes. It gets really hyped up and starts speeding around real fast. and
he likes to run.
Yeah, and so I have in a 4x4 area, and it will just run as fast as possible. I mean, it's speeding in a square, and it kicks off my back sometimes when I'm sitting with it because it's running so fast. But no, it's a kind of funny thing, you know. Yeah. It's a different than a cat and dog, I know. But it's actually there. It's litter trained. I have it litter trained. It don't poop anywhere. It just poops in the litter box. And that's it.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. And it's cheap to feed. I mean, I can get romaine lettuce. I can get green lettuce. I can get rosemary. I get parsley and different vegetables, and it eats that and has pellets. And
just throw them beet tops or something.
Yeah.
Just any like garbage.
Yeah. You like carrot tops. It likes carrot tops. It doesn't like the carrot so much, but it likes the green part mostly. But I eat some of the carrot a little bit. But everyone used to think, oh, you just give the orange part to the carrot. No, give the top part. But there's a lot. It's like you can even give it to your leftover greens. You have to just be careful not to give certain ones. But no, that's a thing. And then my son's birthday, he's 19 now.
Yeah, I went to his graduation picnic or party or whatever.
Yeah, he just turned 19 yesterday.
I didn't know anybody there.
No, neither did I.
I knew your dad. I knew your dad and I knew your mom. That was it.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody else.
A lot of that was relatives and some friends. Yeah, yeah.
Meatballs were good, though.
Oh, yeah, my mother made those.
Yeah, they were good.
You try the cheesy potatoes?
Yeah.
My mother made that. That's her
those were
recipe.
Good, too.
I can't tell you what's in it, but let's just say it's really good recipe.
Yeah, just leave it at that. Yeah.
It's really good. It's one of my favorites, and sadly, there wasn't much of that left, so I couldn't get fat on it.
What was it? There was watermelon stuff there.
Yeah.
I can't remember all the different things.
Yeah. We had homemade lemonade in there, too. We brought that in. My father made that, you know. Now I feel old. I think the day of my son's graduation, that was a few months ago, or a month ago, whatever. And my sciatic nerve started acting up. I was like, oh, no, I'm getting old. I was like,
what's a sciatic nerve?
It's where your hip is, and it just shoots pain down your whole leg. And so I end up, it started from me.
Is that a common thing?
It can be. You have to do some like workouts to like help it out because it's a pinched nerve basically. And I found a video online how to do it. You like do a certain thing with your leg and it helps it with it. But it's an immense pain. I was working on a car. And I stepped off a cement block, and I rolled my ankle a certain way. I didn't hurt the ankle. I hurt my sciatic nerve. I pinched it. And so then I'm walking around like, oh, man, I'm really in pain. And finally, I was like, you know, I'm going to look online. I found some doctors that were talking about it, some physical therapists, I should say. And they were saying how to work with it. And it actually helps a lot.
Let's get some horse liniment.
That's what I have, yeah. I have the big bottle, Bill. Trust me, I had to have that stuff. It's amazing what that does.
Oh, it says for animals only.
Yeah, well, I'm an animal.
You must be.
I am. I feel like an animal some days.
Well, help my back a whole bunch, let me tell you. I was taking this high blood pressure medicine, and I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I stopped, and it's like I got a brand new back.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, that's... that medicine they give you. So I stopped. I ain't doing that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I eat beetroot
capsules. Yeah.
That seems to be doing it. So
that's something Germans do. They drink. They have a lot of beet byproducts of food or borscht.
I do the capsules because I can't drink the juice.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked. They make sugar out of that, by the way. Did you know that? You can make, I don't want to call it sugar, but we'll call it sugar.
That's sweet. Yeah.
It's a weird...
Well, that's what the tractor tires are full of, beet juice.
Yeah.
That's instead of water, they pour that beet juice in there so it doesn't freeze.
Yeah. The other one is calcium. I've seen that, too. Some they do calcium into tractor tires.
Well, that'll rust your wheels and stuff. Yeah. You know, beet juice doesn't do that.
Yeah.
No. Little tidbit of information for you.
Yeah.
In case you ever get a tractor and you want to weigh it down.
I
fill the tires up with beet juice.
Talking about like modern science, man, there's some weird stuff. I just found out that I have someone I know that just had the hip replacement done, and they were able to walk within a few days. Like they have no more pain, obviously, from it. But I thought that was amazing. I'm like, holy cow! I never knew that you could have a hip replacement done and then be able to walk right away. Pretty much, not right away, but you know, pretty right away.
Well,
he was walking.
Even a couple of days is right away.
That's what I'm saying. I was just blown away by that. I thought it was gonna be like weeks of recovery here. No, they have it down pat to boom. You better start doing exercises now. And so he's doing all these bends and stuff, and he never could bring his knee to his chest, and now he can. Like, holy cow, that's weird, you know? You know, that wasn't something that happened 20 years ago, you know?
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. Gives me hope that you don't have to, but they did the epidural shot on him, like how they give to some women that are pregnant when they're going to give birth. He got that on his spine, and boom, he was awake during the surgery. I was sitting there thinking, geez, that's, would you really want to be?
I know, I wouldn't want
to. You're hearing that. You know,
wake me up when it's over.
even that, too. The anesthesiology now is so effective that you're more likely to die in a car accident going to the hospital than dying under anesthesiology. That's because they figured out a lot of things in the last 40 years, how to do it right. Because that's a hard science. I wouldn't want to be a doctor. You know, they have so much they have to know, and there's always new things. You have to continue learning and learning and learning. And
well, that's a good thing. None of us should stop learning.
No, that's true. But
keep on learning.
There's a lot of liability on the line. That's all I'm saying. Seems stressful. A stressful job. You know.
Hey, I gotta fill up my Coke here. Let's listen to some piano music for a little while, and then we'll come back and BS everybody.
Thank you.
The Real BS Show. We're back.
On a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, it's cooled off a lot. You should get the weather report.
It's very breezy out, very windy. Nice.
Yeah, it keeps our farts down range.
I got my coat all primed and ready to go for the second half here.
Yeah, he's bibbed and tucked.
Yeah.
He's coked out. Yeah, it's raining too, a little bit here and there. What is rain even anyways? You know, we need it sometimes, but sometimes people are like, I hate the rain, but we need it.
Yeah. You gotta water the plants. Yeah.
So that way you can mow the lawn, right?
Yeah. Keep it going.
That's what we have done for millions of years, you know, just to come to this point where we have to go mow a lawn, you know, got to keep it nice and neat.
So what do you want to talk about?
Man, there's so many different things going on, Bill.
Like what, what's,
Silver's up
I don't know.
High.
I haven't been watching the news at all.
Neither have I.
I don't know who's fighting who anymore.
Yeah, well, I think.
Russia and Ukraine, they still going at it?
They're still going, yeah. Trump's sending weapons and money to them now again.
To Ukraine?
Yeah.
Holy catfish.
So, you know, I don't watch the news too much either. I kind of disconnect sometimes because I'll pay attention.
Well, what about the Middle East there? Are they still fighting each other?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Israel and Iran, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of dizzled down a little bit.
Has it?
Yeah. Now Israel's bombing Syria.
Syria?
Yeah. Syria actually turned around for the better. There were some things that was going on why Israel did it, but it's because Syrian troops were on the border of Israel. So they decided to preemptively strike them. Israel decided to preemptively strike. But Syria, in my opinion, might turn around to be the most friendly country to the West in a long time. They got rid of Assad and internally they did.
Oh, that's right. Their president or whatever, he got booted out.
Yeah, and so they brought it now. The guys there are talking about pretty open free speech and free markets. Hey, I'm supporting that. Let's trade with them. You know, if they actually keep their country together. And I'd like to see the trade with Assyria. They have some good stuff there we could be buying from. You know?
Like what?
Oh, a lot of materials. Syria used to produce a lot of things for the world.
A lot of oil.
A lot of oil.
But that's all we want.
They have some other things there, too. Dates and other fruits. And
ooh, yummy dates.
Wood.
Like dead bugs.
I know. That's why I don't eat that stuff. I used to like dates until I found that. I was like, oh, God, it basically dissolves into the fruit.
Say, hey, wait a minute. That one's got legs and it's moving.
Yeah. you know.
I don't want to forget that.
I'll be honest. There's something that kind of ruined me for food. It don't matter what food, what country, whatever. Don't let them lie to you. Every single country has a limit of amount of bug parts is supposed to be in the food. So that means it's a non-zero number. That means they allow a certain amount of bug parts in the food. So, and that's
you should tell everybody that.
Oh, well, I have to because it's in my head, Bill. And you know me. I can't keep stuff in my head forever, especially with this. It's disturbing when you first find it out, but after a while you kind of realize.
Do they put bug parts in tomato juice?
No. Let me rephrase that, Bill. The bug parts are already there in the fruits and vegetables and whatever. It's already there. But the government, the FDA, only allows a number of that to be there. It's not zero. It's a certain amount. So
there's bug parts in
everything.
Tomato juice.
And everything.
Oh, jeez.
But you don't know it.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen any. So
no, it's not there. It's just so minuscule. It's still a small amount, but it's there. You know,
well, that ruins that.
But you used to have a garden growing up as a kid, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I had to weed the garden for my parents.
Yeah, but the fruits and vegetables had bugs in them. You know, just that's just nature. You know,
well, you'd brush them off or wash them off or whatever.
They might start chewing on the tomato a little bit. You know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's what organic is—a little bit of bug.
Oh, bug juice, huh?
Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to be, you know, mean. It's a reality of our situation. We have less bugs than our ancestors did. That's true. So we get to think on the positive side.
Oh, jeez.
I know it just probably ruined everybody's appetite, but maybe it's what we need in America. You know, 65% of Americans are obese, so a little bit of bug ain't gonna hurt too much, you know.
Probably a lot of protein in them bugs.
Maybe that's our problem. Is now that we have less bugs in our food, we became more obese because we eat more food. But if we had more, we brought more bugs back into our food, maybe we'd be less obese. I don't know. Just being sarcastic.
I guess so.
Anyhow, on another topic, there's some amazing stuff. You know, I know, I think traveling this country is a beautiful thing. There's so many beautiful places to go. There's so many beautiful places to see, you know.
That's for sure.
You know, you can go, why isn't there that much tourism in some of these bigger cities, you know, like New York City? I was reading a little community that talks about different parts of New York City, like, like the different parks and stuff. I didn't know this, but there are certain parks in New York City that's illegal for you to go to as a man or woman, unless you don't have a kid. If you have no kid with you, then you can't be there. You have to have a kid with you to go to these parks. And so people are getting fined for sitting in a park bench.
Without a kid?
Without a kid. And
because old America.
I get it. I get the reasoning behind it, because it's supposed to be a kid park. But let's say you're on a run and you want to sit down, you can't. But I understand there's people that will, you know, are creepers and whatnot. And so you don't want them sitting there staring at your kid. And that's what I was seeing on these one community. There was this guy that's staring and taking pictures of kids. So they called the cops. And the cops are not doing anything about it, supposedly, or they can't do anything about it. The other one is there was a guy on 7th Avenue spitting on people, and he finally got arrested for doing something else. And then you can look at this guy's name and look up his history. He was stabbing people about 3 years ago, and he got released. I'm like, geez, what's going on in 7th Avenue there? You know, why are they calling him the 7th Avenue spitter and not the 7th?
I'm going to stay in Wallaceville. No crazies
but
there.
Why are they calling him the 7th Avenue spitter and not the 7th Avenue stabber?
Well, 3 years went by. So
I don't know.
I forgot about him.
Maybe he went from, he downgraded from stabbing to spitting.
Yeah. You get less time in jail.
I mean, but I thought, you know, they were worried about spitting. You know, spitting's dangerous too, you know. You can spread disease that way. He's not a camel, is he? I don't know. I didn't know they give camels knives.
Well, what the... I got a yawn.
Bill's taking a nap with his piano music. It's a siesta.
Yeah,
time.
That stuff would put you right to sleep there, wouldn't it?
I know. By the way, these are popular songs that are done on piano. We decided to kind of go a different route. And just have a little bit of a talky talk, you know.
So what's that song that's playing now?
I have no clue.
Yes, you do.
No, I can't recognize it. I would have to Shazam it. I'm not sure.
I mean, I know what it is, but I just don't know the name.
I just know their fingers are moving goofy. You know, they have two hands playing that one. You're out there splitting wood. You're dealing with a groundhog still? Deer?
No, they all left.
They left?
Yeah. Oh. They're over at the neighbor's.
They had enough of you?
Yeah, they all run over to the neighbor's house.
What, are you Chris or you're Kathy's?
No, towards Kathy's house.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Just gotta be careful out there. She'll trip in a hole. You know, I don't have any groundhog problems anymore. I can't say how, but let's just say they're gone.
Convinced them.
I convinced them the real estate's not worth it. It's kind of a dangerous neighborhood for groundhogs. But the cottontail rabbits are cute. They run around and they jump. They'll stand near each other and jump real high, and one will run underneath. I never seen that kind of thing until. You know, I paid attention one day and realized that's what they do sometimes.
Well, I try to encourage the rabbits to eat as much grass and stuff as they can, so yeah, I don't have to mow. So
exactly.
Much.
And then you get foxes too there, don't you?
Oh yeah, there's foxes, but they eat the rabbits.
Yeah. How about the coyotes? You see coyotes?
No, I've never seen them.
Really? They must stay away from
lots
you.
Lots of deer though. Every morning I look out the kitchen window and boom, there's deer out there.
Yeah.
Every day.
Goofy animals, aren't they? It's goofy.
They're strange. They're getting friendly, though. They're not scared of me anymore.
It was kind of like that one time that buck was getting in your shed. That was intimidating. I would not want to be on the other end of a door that's the only exit of your building, and a deer is inside the building. Yeah, that seems like you'd get hurt.
I'm just afraid of the bears, that's all. Yeah. I haven't seen any this year.
Yeah.
None.
They must know that you don't want them there.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when you were living in Canada Lake and you had a black bear. You could tell it was well-fed on your back of your house and was going after the bird feeders. And I'm just sitting there thinking, this thing did not care that you were there. Didn't care one moment, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird to see that wildlife like that can just adjust.
So what else is in the news? Is there any, like I say, I haven't been watching, so I don't know what's going on. Any hurricanes coming?
I haven't heard any.
Yeah, I haven't either. I mean, it's been wild, crazy weather this year. But
yeah, it's been warm.
You'd think there'd be a few hurricanes slamming into something.
You'd think. I haven't heard anything major. You know, I think we've had hurricanes. There's always been hurricanes. And the intensity depends on, because right now we're in a La Nina, so that means it's rainy. It has been very rainy. I mean, I've talked to some farmers, and they said that corn's not growing like it should be. If we, let's say you go back 40 years ago and 50 years ago before they used all these fertilizers, the corn would have been a very horrible harvest. But this year, corn was barely knee-high by 4th of July, and that's usually a sign that it's not good, and that's with fertilizer. So I can't imagine what it would be without fertilizer, you know? But no, I noticed that a lot. The corn, there's a lot of corn that's not growing right. It's not very tall, and I don't know, it's kind of a interesting thing. I was trying to grow sweet corn this year, and it didn't do well. So that was with watering and everything, you know?
Rabbits ate it.
Yeah, probably. That's another thing I found out, too, is that when I was growing up, we used to have rabbits. They were outdoor rabbits. And we used to feed them corn stalks in leaves. And here to find out you're not supposed to do that, it could really bind them up.
Oh, heavens, we wouldn't want that.
I'm like, holy cow, this is news.
You gotta pass a law, huh?
Yeah. But that was news to me. I didn't know. You know, these are things we didn't know back then. But now I guess you don't do that. So...
there's nothing else going on, huh?
I don't really have been paying attention. I mean, there's been security leaks and stuff that's been happening. I pay attention to that stuff. That's where, it's kind of work-related. I got to make sure, you know, that doesn't happen to me or any of the companies that I'm contracted to. But it's pretty damning how many companies are not very secure about their data. Like McDonald's recently had one where it's really stupid, where the hiring program, the program that they use to hire people, the master password was 123456. And you think about how many people have applied to McDonald's in the last, I don't know, 10 years? Millions of people, right? All their information now is leaked.
Huh.
Their social security numbers, their personal information, any identifying documents, anything. All that's leaked.
Wow.
So 123456, that was their password. How stupid.
Jeez.
That was stupid. You know? And this is something, it's easily preventable. I know because I do these things for a living, and it's like, first, you don't make a password that weak. Number two, you prevent the bots from hitting the server. You know, you do what's called fail to ban. I'm telling trade secrets here, Bill. You know, you got an email recently that's from the server, right? You hit from one of the name names on my server saying there was blocked attempts, right?
Remember that? I saw that. Yeah,
that's on purpose.
I sent it to you, I think.
Yep, I know about that. That's okay. I put that on there because to prevent people logging in, people or bots trying to hack into the server.
Yeah.
And it does work. It blocks them. Huh. And that's the second layer.
There's nothing for me to do, right?
No, nothing. It's alerting you, saying, hey, this heads up.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's okay. Nothing happened. You're not getting... Bill, I think it was the Bill's Firewood one, wasn't it? .com.
Probably.
And it's blocking it. That's how we do it, you know? You don't mess around. That's just for a simple website. Imagine what I do for a corporation. I'm using two layers on it as a simple website. You do a more complex one. You whitelist what you want to connect to it.
Huh.
So I don't know. I'm getting into the weeds there, but yeah, it's to me that's right now, excluding foreign and domestic issues. I think the biggest threat right now is people getting your data, and you shouldn't trust
things you see online. You should be skeptical when you read something online. Is this true? And do some research on it, you know?
I just consider everything to be false.
Yeah, it's a good way of doing it.
Just say it is.
There's too much people reading something online and taking it as truth, and there's some stuff people are doing medical, and it's like, no, you got to be really careful with that, because it's your health, it's your body, and you don't know how true it is, and it concerns me that people are falling into that trap. You know, I don't know. This might maybe my opinion, and this is John Lennon here, I believe. Imagine.
Oh yeah. That's not John Bland.
No, it's not. Someone else did it. But you know, the thing about this song is, when he wrote this song, he was so wealthy and so rich that he was sitting there writing this in bed while being served by a maid. You know?
Yeah.
And he's talking about no wealth and everything. It's kind of an irony that he wrote this.
Well, John's not with us anymore,
no,
is he?
He got killed by a fan. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, he got shot.
Yeah.
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 Hmm.
Yeah, that's another thing going on, too. There was a producer of American Idol, music director, and her and her husband got shot by someone.
Because they canceled somebody?
Or I don't know. There's no motive.
You know, I was looking at all these movie stars and country western stars and entertaining people. It's a shocking to see how many people have died.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know that. I mean, all these people, and they're all dead.
Yeah.
You know, like MASH and all these shows that, you know, were just, I grew up on. Everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Gone. Jeez, oh man. Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was an old show back then, too.
Yeah, it was. I just forget how old everything is, and holy smokes, you know. So I just think about myself. I said, well, geez, I'm getting old too.
I would say you're a lot healthier than some of the people though that were probably on those shows, you know.
Who knows, you know, you don't know what people, how people treat themselves and what they do in their,
no,
off,
oh, sure,
on their downtime.
Oh, sure. Whew. You know, that's something that, you know, you can find online real quick, you know, who, you know, like famous people that died, you know, it's pretty crazy. Like here, right here is deaths in 2025. You know, there's, today's the July, American football player for Houston Texans and Philadelphia Eagles was Brian Preyman. He died yesterday. Or wait, is that today? Yes, today. Then you have, I don't know, a lot of different people. Politician, American Representative Bill Clay. He died.
Never met him.
Never met him.
Didn't know him.
They're a double bass player, Gary Carr. He passed away. The double bass can kill you, you know. He's that good. He's just, you know, life is short. But no, there's a lot of, like, you know, you there's a lot of people on this list that you can see online that just, we have no clue who they are. You know,
well, so, when I pass away, nobody will have a clue who I am either.
I'll put you on here, Bill.
Yeah.
Unless I go first, who knows? No one knows the day or hour. But no, there's a lot of people that, you know, some young, some. So this one guy here is a Russian animator. He's 51 years old and died. That's crazy. 51. That's young. Really, you think about it, you know.
So what's the deal? Do people still have funerals?
Yeah.
I haven't been to a funeral. I can't even tell you how long.
Yeah, some people have funerals. I still see it occasionally, you know.
I mean, where you're all stretched out in a casket.
And yeah. The other one is I do read the obituaries because...
Or people just get, what do you call it?
Cremated?
Cremated. Yeah,
I'm sure some do. That's what one of mine is. I personally like... reading the obituaries, because you never know somebody. You might know some people and didn't know they passed away, and this is how I find out. You know, that's a young one, right? I know who that is there. But you know, these are things you go through and just read the list, and there's people you might see on here that you kind of knew, you know. But no, I don't know. There's a long list of people. Because these are things, too, like, you know, you lose track of some people. And the obituaries, you can find people that they moved away to, like, to Tennessee or North Carolina or wherever. And they'll still report it in the newspaper, so you can go back through and see it, you know. So that's kind of nice. Like right here, this teacher here passed away, Mr. McIntyre. Remember him? No, he passed away.
Never met him.
Then, you know, it's just kind of crazy to go through and see. But yeah, there's a long list of. but there's.
Well, I was just surprised and just kind of, you know, if you go through these shows and stuff, different popular shows.
Right.
And it's just, you know, like the movie The Godfather. Just about every one of those people, except for the Michael Corleone, what's his name? The young, everybody's dead. All of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. That's,
I mean, all those big time actors and stuff in that movie,
right?
Which was a pretty stunning movie,
right?
And who is Michael Corleone, the youngest guy that took over when his dad died? Oh, he was in.
Michael Corleone.
Scarface.
Yeah, him right here. I got him right here.
What's his name?
I'm looking here up. Played by Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's born in the 40s, so that means he's
probably 80 by
80
now.
80 something, yeah, 85, yeah.
Oh, he's 85.
Yeah, yeah. He's still moving.
I think Clint Eastwood's still going too.
Jimmy Swaggart died at the beginning of this month.
Remember Jimmy Swaggart?
Yeah.
Sounds like a preacher.
He was a preacher. You got let's see here. I'm reading the list of people. No, I don't know. Let's see here. There's a lot on the list. There's a Billy Hunter, who's a baseball player for the St. Louis Browns and Baltimore Orioles.
That sounds old.
Yeah, he was the Texas Rangers manager too for the longest time. Michael Madsen, he was a Reservoir Dogs, Die Another Day, Kill Bill 2. He was an actor. He died at 67. There's a long list of, you know, just crazy thinking about it.
Yeah, well, it's surprising. I mean, some of these movies and stuff. You take, like, my favorite movie of all time is still Blazing Saddles.
I
just can't get enough of that movie.
They can't make that movie anymore.
it was
out there.
Everybody in that movie is dead, except for the guy that made the movie.
Yeah, isn't that kind of funny?
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, Mel Brooks,
He's still alive.
Mel Brooks is a funny guy.
Oh, geez, what a movie. I mean, I mean, they did it just right. I mean, it just was funny from beginning to end. And, Mel Brooks is still alive, but everybody else in that movie is dead.
Right, yeah.
Jeez, oh, man.
Yeah, that was a funny movie. And his other movies were funny, too.
For a while there, I knew every word. I could, you know.
Right.
Come on, boys. The way you're lollygagging around here with them picks and shovels.
Yeah, people say that stuff.
You'd think
now.
It was 120 degrees. Can't be more than 114.
Right.
And dock that chink a day's pay for napping on the job.
These are things that people nowadays were like just blown away by.
The whole thing was funny, just from beginning to end.
I personally watch a lot of stand-up comedy, and there's stuff that's hilarious that's still coming on. Oh, by the way, this year in January, Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, he passed away.
Peter did. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, he was the only one of the three that I didn't really like. I argued with him every time.
Oh, yeah?
About something, and he's always nitpicking and just a pain in his shorts.
Yeah.
Mary and Paul were wonderful.
So now Mary's passed away.
Oh, she died, some time ago.
And then Paul's the only one alive.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
He kept his mouth shut. He didn't say anything.
Right.
He just walked around and this guitar. And Mary, she was just the most friendliest person in the world.
It kind of takes a person to be that position, be friendly like that, you know?
She was. I mean, I got to know her so well because I did so many shows. I bet you I did 20 shows with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I always argued with Peter. Always argued with him.
You think it's just because he was trying to control?
Yeah, he
control.
Was sticking his nose every which way. He didn't, you know, and he didn't know what he was talking about half the time.
Do you think it was out of fear maybe that he was dealing with some people that were incompetent at doing sound?
I don't know. But he'd always... He'd act real friendly on stage, and then he'd sneak off the side door and run out front to listen to see what it sounded like.
Really?
And people would try to talk to him and stuff, and he'd just shoo him away. Yeah. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Yeah.
I mean, he was...
You think you'd hire somebody to do that part? You know, maybe.
Well, he's got to have... You know, he's got to quit being in charge of everything.
Well now he's not.
Yeah, well, he's not in charge of anything now.
No.
They always invited me to come to their place in New York City, and I never did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, by the way, Paul Radder, he was the general of the Salvation Army, died in January. He was 90 years old.
A general for the Salvation Army?
Yeah. That's what they call their positions are. They have military, it's like military ranks, but it's not the military. Yeah.
The general sounds pretty far up the ladder.
He was up there, you know. They're not leading people into battle, but they're doing something, you know. You know, the Salvation Army does a lot of things, you know. They help a lot of people out.
I don't know.
You know, bringing families together.
Good place to get rid of your junk, I know that.
Take it
down there and donate it.
Don't want it anymore, give it to the Salvation Army. They can make money doing it, you know. Just nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of people on this list. I have no clue who they are. I just going through this
list.
Oh, sure.
There's tons of people.
That's why it's like, you know, the Contours. You ever hear them?
Yeah.
Gary Greer died. He was on just crazy.
It just seems like we're here for such a short period of time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the list goes on, you know? I'm not saying.
I still think I'm 21. I get out there and jump around and try to do everything, and it catches up to me, and I don't realize it.
I can relate to that. I don't
till the next morning when you can't get out of bed. You say, "Holy smokes, what did I do?"
I'm not there yet, but I there's days where I'm thinking, "Holy crap, I can't. I have to have my son do it or something," because there's days where I bend wrong or something, and then I'm hurt the wrong way for a few days. Yeah. Just crazy. The pain, like I get the sciatic nerve pain going, and those are days where I feel really old, you know. The Flamingos, you remember them?
I sort of do, yeah.
Yeah, he died, the one singer, he passed away, 91 years old. I'm looking at all these musicians, that's what I... Someone has a thoroughbred racehorse on here. Why? That's crazy. I'm reading along these, and it's like, wait, that's not a freaking human. I'm like, really? That's crazy. But no, I think a lot about how many people we've lost throughout the years. And their contributions are gone. There's some people that know things that were very limited information, and now it's all gone forever. Maybe they didn't write it down, and now we don't have that.
Well, something will come along and take the place, you know. It never stops.
Did you know that Cleveland Indians changed their names?
Yeah, the Guardians or something.
Yeah,
like
the Guardians. Yeah,
they couldn't be called the Indians no more because of Indians.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Government, you know, it's stupid.
I don't even think it was government. I think people were just like, oh, we can't do this anymore. And so they decided to.
Well, same way with the Washington Redskins. They're not the Redskins anymore. There's something else. I don't know what they are.
I think it's Capitals or something like that.
I don't know.
I can't keep track of that.
They've changed quite a few of them.
I mean, how about the one Braves? If people are getting upset about that one, but I'm like, wait a second, that's calling them Brave. What's wrong with them being Brave, you know?
Well, they're still the Atlanta Braves. That's yeah, that hasn't changed.
But I mean, like, what's wrong with saying Braves? I mean, it's not a derogatory thing. I'm not trying to get into a culture war, but I don't understand that part. Why get upset about that?
Well, the Florida Sentinels are still the Sentinels. I mean, they're still the, as a college university, but
right.
There's a few things that haven't changed.
I mean, in some ways, when you say don't do those names, I understand, yeah, okay, it could be probably insulting, but the other side of it is you're also taking away saying them, calling them the Braves, then you're taking a part of their history away because they were the Braves, you know? And I think there's a lot of the Sentinels, I think they also give a college degree, you know, allow college entrance for free or a huge discount to the Sentinel.
Well, Native there was Americans. A baseball team called the Washington Senators.
Yeah.
And they're gone. And that's okay. That's all right with me.
Well, I know. Well,
that, get rid of all of Senators.
Yeah, except for a few. There's some good ones in there.
Nah, they get them all out of
Rand Paul's pretty good, I think.
Nah, they're all, you know, they're all useless.
Jeez. I do agree that politicians are pretty useless. I don't worship any of them. I think they're more of a hindrance than, you know, I'm looking at this list and there's a lot of politicians in, on this list.
Well, a lot of times they'll put pictures of them there and they're all smiley and everything, yeah, yeah. You know, they're dead.
Perry Miller, you know him? Youngbloods?
No.
Okay. He was.
I mean, I knew the Youngbloods, but I didn't
know. The lead singer of the Youngbloods passed away. He was a, yeah, there's a long list there. There's, I'm just, he passed away. He was 83 years old, and, you know, the St. Strandells, remember them?
No.
No, he passed away, lead singer, keyboardist.
See, the thing with Peter, Paul, and Mary, I mean, I used to get in a big argument with Peter because he was always nipping around and jumping this, that. I said, Pete, you know, it's just a show. Do the show and get it over with. You know, nobody's going to care. And Mary was the same way. She said, yeah, what's the big deal? You know, it's not rocket science here. It's just... just sing and do your thing, you know. And
I've been around a lot of people that you can. There's some people that just love control. I know, like, let's say you're trying to make an event where you're getting a bunch of people together, and there's always that one person saying, "Well, I need extra time to get ready, and so we can do it this time." But then another person's like, "Well, I have to go to work in like 2 hours from that time, so I won't be able to hang out much." So someone's always getting screwed, and it's just someone that's just. There's one person that's always putting a wrench in everything. They just can't just relax and just accept that, then go with the flow. They have to be like controlling it. So I started doing a thing saying, hey, we're going to be doing this at 3:00. If you can make it, you can make it. You know, you can't, you can't. And so I started doing that more. And it kind of, I don't want to deal with all those people that want to have to change it. I understand people have things to do, but at the same time,
hey, you know, speaking of that, we have a class reunion coming up here in August.
Yeah, in August.
Well, they had a planning meeting, and one of my friends that, you know, was doing it, said, "Hey, why don't you come and?" And I said, "Well, what do I know about planning a class reunion? I've never done any of that stuff." So I went anyways, just for the fun of it.
Right.
And I got there, and I didn't even know who I was looking at. I recognized a couple of folks, you know, and that was it.
Right.
And then before they were getting ready to leave, I said, "No, wait a minute, he's here." I said, "My name's Bill Hinkle," and they said, "Oh yeah, we know. I said, "Well, I don't know who you are. Let's just go down the line and everybody tell me who you are," you know. And so they did. They went right, and here the co-captain on the wrestling team with me. He was my co-captain. Jeff Nelson. I had no clue that was him.
Really?
I mean, yeah, he caught me by surprise. It was just amazing, you know. Other people I did know, I knew Benny Hunt and Dane Charlton and Sharon Hovis, I knew her. But there was a couple other ladies there. I had no clue. And when they said their name, I still didn't know who they were.
Right.
Because I didn't really know them in high school, so.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it was a shocker, a real shocker. And some of them that I did know in high school, boy, they were real distinguished looking and really, you know, they didn't look as old as what, you know, 75 or whatever we are. You know, they looked pretty good, you know. But I'd have never guessed in a million years who they were. It was something.
That's funny. Yeah, I remember seeing going to my one class reunion. I haven't been back to a few others. It's just been so busy. It's not as easy as it used to be, you know. I had a lot of things going on when the last one was going on. It was like my son's birthday, so I kind of, a lot of times, I just was not able to make it. But no, it's hard to, you know, people lose. I can see how people lose track of their friends over the years.
Well, there was probably 100 and maybe 180 or so kids graduated in our class. So it wasn't small, but it wasn't giant either. Right.
Mine was 120, I think.
And so you really did know everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you knew them, whether you hung out with them or not, that's another thing. But you knew them. You knew everybody. And so when you meet them 50 years later, 60 years later, you know, it's just, you just, there's no way you could have guessed who they were.
Right.
And,
Yeah. That's, it's also, you know, everyone's getting older, so we're starting to see people getting older. I have a friend of mine that he just told me yesterday that went from high school. He is going to be a grandfather now. He's the same age as me. So, you know, hey.
Well, a few more years, you'll be a grandpa too.
I'm sure. You know, that's how it goes, you know. I don't know, man. It's like time's a slipping by quick, and that's the truth. But let's take a little break here and we'll come back.
All right, yeah, my Coke can is empty here again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Bill took a nap, so now we have to head out before the day gets long. Have a good day.
Thank you.